Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Hi there. My name is Helen Wonders. I have charges coming up on my bank statement, and I don't know what they're to you guys, but I don't know what you are.
Be more than happy to look to that for you on today. May we have your zip code, please?
17370.
One seven three seven zero.
Correct.
Your first and last name, please.
Helen, Helen, Wonders.
Okay, Ms. Wonders, yes. And also your shipping address.
It's 100 Fisher Road, York Haven, Pennsylvania.
Great, thank you. So, Mrs. Wonders, we were able to locate an account for you here. If possible, allow me one moment to review the information.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Mrs. Wonders.
Okay.
According to our system, on October 7th, 2022, at 7:40 a.m., you were elected to go forth to receive a KitchenAid set and an exclusive offer for $7.95.
And I did not get any kitchen appliance.
Yes. So it appears. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yes. So with that being said, based on the information presented here, being that you did not call back in the time frame of the trial period, you were automatically enrolled into a membership program. This membership program, in fact, allows you the opportunity to receive other gifts and gadgets, similar to
Okay,
tablets, perks.
I did not agree to that, and I would like my money back. I would like all my money back. The charge that was done on the 9th of October, the charge on the 16th of October, and the charge on the 15th of November. I did not agree to any of that.
Mrs. Wonders, I only can work on the most recent transaction. For all the other transactions, you will have to speak with upper management about that.
Okay, I will file a dispute with my bank then.
Okay, ma'am. Either way, you still will have to speak with upper management. Just wanted to make the set the explanation here. Do you wish to proceed?
Proceed with what?
Moving forward with the account itself, because as of right now, we can cancel the membership if you would like.
Oh, yeah, you better cancel it because you ain't getting no more money out of me. I want my money back. I did not agree to this.
Okay, bear with us as we go forward to cancellation. One moment.
And am I going to get my money back?
One moment, please. Okay, so we did go forth with the cancellation here. Would you like your, go ahead.
Am I going to receive a cancellation confirmation?
I was just about to provide that to you.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Going to be C as in Charlie. 2-6-2-5-6-9-9-0-2.
Okay. So my understanding on the 7th of October, I agreed to a charge for $7.95. However, some kind of promotional period had passed or whatever, and now I'm charged $60 a month for nothing.
Well, actually, it's
I'm
not
getting
nothing.
nothing. I have received nothing, and you guys are charging me $56.95 a month. I did not agree to that.
Well, we send out monthly vouchers, Mrs. Wonders. I don't know if you checked your email because that's where the vouchers go when you receive the $200. So we don't know whether or not you've actually went forth with actually using those vouchers, but we do know we send out vouchers monthly. And also, we, go
Where would the voucher come from?
ahead. Yes, ma'am. I can provide that email for you and let you know.
Yeah, where's it coming from?
So the email would actually be from support. You there?
Yep.
Yes, at support selectedpremier.com.
Okay, I will search for something like that. But at this point, again, I didn't agree to this. This is not, I did not agree to this.
No worries. I'll tell you what. Let me see what else I can do for you here. I understand. I can, and I also hear your frustration here. Let me speak with upper management on your behalf, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for your patience, Mrs. Wonders. I did speak with upper management in regards to your request, and also I expressed the concerns of your frustration. I want to inform you that they did say the charges are valid, but as a courtesy of today, we can go forth with the 50% refund towards the $68.49.
Okay, I'm not, I did not agree to this. I just did a search of my email and there's nothing in there about vouchers. I'm not finding anything from that email address related to vouchers. You guys owe me $121.85. I want it back. If you don't give it back, I'm calling my bank right after we hang up here. I'm disputing these charges. They're wrong.
Well,
And
what?
I'm going to small business on you guys. This is wrong.
Again, at the start of the call, I did provide you with information on how we can proceed with the transaction. So I can work on the current transaction here, but I will have to get you up to a supervisor for any other transaction past the one that we are working on. So if that's something you would like, we can definitely move forward with those actions.
I would like to try to settle this my, between you and me, between us, your company and me, and if I can, I'm going to my bank. So, yeah.
No worries. One moment here. Mrs. Wonders, are you there?
Yeah.
So, what I can do is actually refund you the full amount for the current transaction. So, I have been approved to go forward with those actions here. However, for all other transactions proceeding, I have to transfer you to upper management.
Okay.
So, I want to say thank you for your patience.
Thank you for your...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then also... if you would allow your banking institution 3 to 5 business days to receive the funds.
Okay.
Your account has been canceled and you have been provided a confirmation number for that.
Got it.
Outside of that, we're going to go ahead and actually transfer you over.
Okay.
Just bear with us patiently.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.